It is the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me in studio this morning is Kristen Bringhurst with the Rock Church Summer Theater, held annually in Auburn with the exception of last year. But Kristen, coming back for 2021.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is exciting news. I'm happy to hear that the Rock Church Summer Play is coming back again. Of course, COVID taking it off the schedule last year. But let's talk about that for a little bit, shall we? And 'cause so much work goes into it, right? How much work went into it before you had to say, all right, we can't do this year?
It literally represents hundreds of hours. I've never stopped to add up all the hours by all the people that are involved, but it's a huge project and we really missed it last year. And we're so excited that things are normaling up a bit and we're able to do the play this year.
Well, it's great for the community. The community missed it as well. So auditions coming up, that's kind of the first step. You got to have a cast first, right?
That's right. Yes, we're going to have auditions on Saturday, April 24th. They'll be held from 1 to 4 o'clock and they're open auditions. So people can just come anytime between 1 and 4. And it is kind of cold. This is a historic building. It doesn't have heaters out there. So please dress warmly depending on the day. It's usually pretty chilly for auditions every year. But we just like people to come with a song ready to sing. And we'll have scripts there that people can read from. So just come and show us that you can sing and you can sing whatever you want. We'll have a accompanist there if you want to bring sheet music or your phone with the soundtrack, however you want to do it.
So that's this upcoming Saturday, the 24th, at the Rock Church itself.
At the Rock Church itself, yep, out in Auburn.
Perfect. And you're looking for a pretty good cast, right, as far as numbers? Because you got to fill two different casts, right?
We do. And this is important for people to understand that everyone has a double. So the commitment, the play actually runs, the performances run every Friday and Saturday in July. And that can overwhelm people. They might think, well, I don't want to give up every Friday and Saturday in July. So the solution to that is everyone has a double. So you would just be doing half of those shows. But because everyone has a double, that increases our numbers. But this year, we kind of made a conscious effort to select a play that's not so big, just kind of easing back in after COVID. We didn't want to have a ton of people and tight crowds. So this year's play, it's going to be a riot. It's really fun, but it does have a smaller cast. So if people are like, oh, I'm a little worried about that, we have a smaller cast this year. And I think that'll kind of help with the crowds and distancing and
sure.
That kind of stuff.
Sure. So when you talk about the commitment, of course, it's the Friday and Saturdays in July with the doubles, of course, so not everyone. But what about rehearsal commitments? How much time goes into it before then?
Yes, great question. So we'll audition in April and then we start rehearsing in May. And we have rehearsals on Wednesday and Thursday night. Then once we start, and that goes through May and June. And then once we start performing, we don't practice anymore. We're like, we got it ready to go. And then we just show up for performances in the month of July and we're all done. So no performances in June, no performances in August. But we have 5 full weekends in July this year, so there'll be 10 shows.
Kristen Bringhurst with the Rock Church Summer Theater in studio this morning to tell us about the auditions process happening this Saturday at the Rock Church in Auburn. Now, you alluded to it, the play that has been selected, it sounds like it's already written, ready to go. One thing I love about these plays is that they're all locally, not only cast, but locally written and produced from start to finish.
Yes, it's such a great thing that we have going here. So the play, I think the first one was done maybe back in 1997 or something. And this year's play was actually written by Ruth Wood. It was Ruth Wood at the time. Now she's Ruth Allen. But she just wrote this hilarious play and Aline Heiner did the music for it. And it's only ever been done once. So I promise, unless you were there 22 years ago, you haven't seen this one. We pulled it out. And so it's kind of a new one. It's fun. It's situational comedy. And I just love that kind of comedy. So yeah, Ruth wrote it. Aline did the music. And we're just going to have a great time with it.
Now, these plays always, not only are they locally written and produced, but they kind of go back into the history of Star Valley, and they all look at the local history and they're reenacted. So is there a specific time frame that this play looks at?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because usually Aline will take them way back into the history of Star Valley, and it's so fun because she'll mention Dr. Perks and, you know, all these great
way
things.
Back, yeah.
Yeah. So this one, but usually they're more like Pioneer or the 1940s or something. This one is actually, the time set is in the 80s.
Wow.
So fun. And it's really the only one that's that recent, but like Dr. Perks is still in there and some fun historical facts. So I guess it's history. The 80s are history, I'm sad to say.
40 years ago, yeah. Right?
Yeah, so it's not that far back, but it is, yeah, it's about 40 years ago.
So that's kind of intriguing, though, because a lot of the people that, I mean, people are going to remember the things they see. And so it's not so far back that it's,
that you just
it's not the pioneer era. It's stuff that a lot of people are going to remember.
Yeah.
I like that.
People will definitely remember, some references to the 80s. So, yeah, we're super excited.
Well, I will say this, Kristen. My daughters did this in 2019 and absolutely loved it. They had a blast with it. And that's another great thing to audition for. Families can do it or just individuals can do it, but really it's for all ages, right? You're looking for the kids, the adults, the whole family.
Yes. And this year's play is so fun because we need people that are like as young as 7 up to like, we'll take someone in their 80s. So yeah, all ages. And then, you know, if it doesn't line up, we can always dress up to be a different age. That's always kind of fun with costuming and stuff. But
sure.
Yes, it's all ages, men, women, children, grandmas, grandpas. Yeah, we love to have anybody come out. So
it's a great event. And again, the auditions happening this Saturday. Kristen, give us again the details for the auditions this weekend.
Okay. So it's April 24th, Saturday. It starts at 1:00. You don't have to be there at 1:00. Just walk in anytime between 1 and 4. And come ready with a song to sing. We just need to know that you can sing. It doesn't have to be, you know, this big performance ready. We just want to know, can you sing on pitch? And if you are interested in trying out for the play, but you cannot make auditions on Saturday, please give me a call. And I'd be happy, more than happy, to set up another time to audition if this Saturday doesn't work for you. I'll work with people who are really interested. So you can call me. My number is 887-8689. Give me a call and I can set up an alternate time if Saturday doesn't work for you.
Kristen, we mentioned all the hours that go into putting this production together. Of course, you donate so much of your time, but it's not a solo show. Tell us about who else helps you with this.
Yes, that's right. It's so true. So I've got 3 other fantastic ladies that help me. I have Laurie Hyde. She is my costume director and she does a great job. If you saw the Gypsy show 2 years ago, she has a blast with the costumes. And then I have Melanie Seelbach and she is my prop and set director. And she also has a great time gathering up all these fun props and sets. And then I have Eileen Humphreys and she's the music director. So she takes care of all the music and the singing. And so, yeah, they are fantastic to work with.
Kristen Bringhurst with the Rock Church Summer Theater auditions happening this Saturday, getting ready for the return of these fantastic productions in July. Kristen, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed?
I think we got it. Thanks, Duke.
You betcha. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.